This is Rock and Roll English. Real people, real English. Here's your host, Martin Johnston.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Rock and Roll English, episode number 328, baby. Oh, yeah. In today's episode, we are talking to Champagne Shah. Yes, she is back, and she is here to talk to us about music and songs, because as you hopefully know, I can only talk about things which are relevant to my life. And as I am launching a new course based around songs, where I will help you improve your listening, speaking, grammar, and pronunciation through songs, I thought I would talk about this subject. Now, in case you haven't heard about this course that I'm launching, it will be a live course on Zoom. So with me, Saturday mornings, 10 o'clock a.m. Central European time, 9 a.m. if you're in the UK. And we will use songs, as mentioned, to master listening, speaking, grammar, and pronunciation. And not just songs, banging songs, meaning great songs. I like to think I have good taste in music, and I like to think you will also find out a few banging songs on this course. And this course I'm launching is actually for a project that I am doing for my master's degree. So the good news for you is that I am selling this course ridiculously cheap, okay? As I mentioned, it's a live course. I will be your teacher for 15 lessons. So just to recap, it's cheap. You'll be listening to rocking songs and you will have a rocking teacher. That's right. So come on, it is a no-brainer. If you would like to take part, click on the link in the podcast you are listening to right now for more information, and I will also send you the link to buy the course before it goes on general sale, which will be on Thursday this week, which I think will be the 3rd of April, no, the 4th. So if you register your interest now, you can buy it before it goes on general sale, and make sure you are one of the 12 people that can buy the course, because there are only 12 places available. So as I said, stop the podcast now, click on that link, and then come back to listen to this episode, which, as mentioned, is about music and songs. We did have some small technical problems. You'll hear about that in the podcast, but nothing bad at all. And it was only for the first 2 minutes, and then everything after that is absolutely fine. And you even get to hear some singing, both from myself and Champagne Shah. So, happy listening. Champagne Shah, how are you today?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Always fantastic, Shah. Always fantastic. Even though we have had a few technical difficulties so far, haven't we?
We have. I'm sorry. I am not particularly tech savvy.
Don't worry. It's absolutely fine. On that note, so your new computer, you told me you have a new computer. Now that's a big deal. It's a big deal to have a new computer, isn't it? It takes time, Shah. It takes time for all of us.
It takes far too long. It takes far too long. I'm not someone who likes change. So it's rather frustrating at the moment. Give me a few weeks and okay, I'll be happy.
Yeah, no, I'm the same. I still haven't accepted the 90s are over, to be honest, because so give me 24 years and I still won't be over it. So hopefully you'll get used to the computer a bit quicker. Speaking of the 90s, we are going to revisit the 90s quite a lot in this podcast, because we are talking about songs. Although I've just realized I've made a mistake here. How do we usually start the show?
We ask about a review.
And do you think we have a review?
I should hope we do.
Yeah, I should hope as well, but unfortunately not. This is, I think, the worst, how do they say, it's a barren run. It's the worst run we've ever been on in Rock and Roll English for not having a review. I really need to get people to pull their finger out. Although I must admit, I have had some lovely messages recently about two people, in fact, sent me a message saying, oh, I managed to pass an exam, an English exam, and now I can go to university in the UK thanks to your podcast. But when it's a message, it doesn't count because people can't see it. They don't believe you. It's like when you know, when you're a teenager and there's always that person that says, like, oh, I had sex with five girls last night. It's, unless you can see it, it doesn't count.
I wasn't there. It didn't happen.
Exactly. So I need them reviews on the internet so everyone can see and they believe it. So let's do this, people. But on to today's pod. So we're talking about songs and music, Shah.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, Champagne Shah has always been a big music fan. At university, I remember drunkenly singing along to many songs with you. So this should be good. So that was obviously in our university days. But what about now? How much music do you actually listen to now?
I still listen to music a lot. So if I'm cooking or driving to work, I don't go and listen to music live as much anymore, which is a shame. But I'm trying to get my little one into music as well. So we took him to a gig.
Oh, really? What gig was this?
Oh, it was a really cool one. It was George Ezra.
Okay.
Have you even heard of George Ezra?
So this was one of these things that I was going to talk about this later in the podcast. When you're talking to someone about music and they say something like this, George Ezra, and you kind of go, oh, yeah, George Ezra. Yeah, brilliant. I love George Ezra. No idea who that is.
No. he's a bit like Ed Sheeran.
Right, okay.
But he's got a really, really deep voice and he looks nothing like you would expect. A bit like Ed Sheeran, I guess.
Okay, but is it you or your son that likes this guy?
No, it's my son. Right, he started learning the guitar about six months ago.
Oh, so... God, he's going to get loads of girls when he's a teenager. I might do that with my son. That's a guaranteed way to get girls when you're a teenager, I think.
There's always someone wherever you go in the world, isn't there? There's always someone with a guitar over their shoulder.
Yes, that dungarees. I must admit, I've always hated those people, but I think it's deep down jealousy that I can't play a guitar. I'm not sure. I always go, oh, look at this dickhead with the guitar.
he's really happy.
Yeah, I think that annoys me as well. They always seem to be happy, these people with guitars, too happy for my liking. I just want to say, look, just the world's shit, okay? Why are you always so happy? Your happiness is annoying me.
It must be the music or something else that's making them happy.
Yeah, but how was that experience anyway, going to a gig with your son? Is it like, you know, like mosh pit? So for people that don't know mosh pits, it's kind of like people that start fighting at gigs and punching each other in the name of fun.
Yeah, there's nothing fun about a mosh pit. No, so it was an outdoor one. Mm. So it was more of like a festival vibe, but it was right. Only so it was George Ezra was headlining and he didn't come on till about 9 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
And there were a couple of artists beforehand, so we got there at about 6, and by the time George Ezra came on, Harry was absolutely exhausted, no longer interested, cold, miserable from standing up for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And it was a great big waste of money.
Oh, I can imagine. But so just when you were sort of telling that story, and so you're saying at a festival, and so I'm in my mind, because I haven't been to any of these kids ones yet, I'm thinking about, well, I remember going to festivals, and then you spoke about the headline act, so that was normally the biggest band that are on last, and then you said by the time he came on, and I was thinking, oh yeah, I thought the story was going, he was so drunk that he couldn't remember, because that was always my experience of festivals. Yeah. It would be like, you wait for this big act to come on, they're on last, but you've been there for 10 hours and you're so drunk by that point anyway that you can't even remember. But then I remembered we are talking about a child here.
We are, yes. At 8 years old, that would be rather irresponsible of me.
Yeah. I was thinking, yeah, we've all been there. The headline act comes on. The only reason you're there, and you've gone too mad, too quick, and then you can't even remember anything of the headline act. But yeah, that will be an experience, going to music gigs with children. Because, yeah, my experience of going to any kind of music gig would always involve, let's get as drunk as possible. And But so you mentioned you listen in the car. Are you, what are you, radio or like, you know, what do people listen to? I've got an old car, so I'm still on CDs. And when I say CDs, I generally have one CD, which is the CD to Frozen in the car. And so generally lots of like, let it go. And what the weird thing, though, is that, so maybe I'll drop like my daughter off somewhere and then I'm driving back and then I'm thinking, I'm still listening to fucking Frozen here, of like listening to Let It Go. Like a 39-year-old man in the car on his own listening to Walt Disney songs.
Please tell me you're still singing along, even without her, baby R&R in the car.
I don't think I, but to be fair, it's so ingrained in my head now. To be fair, I like that there's another song on that CD, which is a belter. It's like, do you want to build a snowman?
I love that song.
That's a fucking tune.
We sing that in singing assembly at school.
Yeah. Oh, that's an absolute tune, that one. I'm not a big fan of Let It Go, I must admit, because that's the one she always wants to listen to. It's like, you know, when you're going out all the time, they always played the same songs, overplayed, okay, overplayed. Too commercial.
And it's too high-pitched to sing along to properly. Yeah. I need something a little bit deeper to really belt out with the with the artist. Yeah.
And yeah, the Do You Want to Build a Snowman is a bit more of an underground vibe, isn't it?
A bit more of the growing up in London and Essex vibe, isn't
yeah,
it?
the cool vibe. But in fact, this brings me on to another question, actually. So from 1 to 10, how into music would you say you are, okay?
Oh, that's actually a much harder question than you think, isn't it? Because I absolutely love it, but it's not something I spend money on or
I'm
desperate for the next song out.
Yeah, well, I think I've always been like this. So sort of think, yeah, no, I like music. And then you talk to, like, you know, the really cool kid, like the kid with the guitar.
The one with the guitar, yes.
Who's like telling you about George, whoever this bloke is that you mentioned. And then you just feel really stupid and you're like, yeah, I've got absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
We had a friend like that at uni, didn't we, Craig, who would regularly buy buskers CDs in order to support them and their creativity. You'd walk through Reading Town Centre and he spent 30 quid on CDs he's never listening to again.
Well, yeah, so again, these the cool people are like, you know, oh, this person's like so underground. Like, yeah, you wouldn't know him because you only like commercial music. But this guy's like so underground. Like, it's too cool for you. And you're like, oh, fuck, I wish I was that cool.
And now I'm really glad I'm not.
Yeah. Or I but at the time, I remember thinking, oh, bugger. Like, oh, yeah, I really like that busker. So busker being, by the way, someone that, you know, plays like songs like London Tube, for example, you might find. Then you have to throw some money at them, and apparently they also make CDs, underground CDs, obviously. But what do you listen to music on as well? So for example, when I mentioned the car, I think I detected like some horror on your face when I said no. I still have CDs.
No, well, horror over the CD, yes, but more resignation to the fact that I don't have a very new car either. So mine is it does have a CD player.
Okay.
But I put music onto a USB stick and play it through that in the car.
Okay, so the USB stick has to go into the radio then, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah, so I haven't got that far. And if I have to spend any money on my car, I'm really pissed off. So I refuse to spend. In fact, what I often do, once I realise I've been listening to Frozen songs, like, I then switch that off and then just play music on my phone.
I'd never think to do that. I switch to the radio.
Yeah. Now, radio, I think I've mentioned this before, is the kind of, I have a love-hate relationship with radio because there are so many adverts, it's really annoying, they're talking shit. But when an absolute banger comes on the radio that you're not expecting, like, you know, you can get your phone out, open YouTube or Spotify, put on a great song, but it's just that sort of surprise element of just like, you're not ready and boom, then the next thing you know, you're listening to Earth, Wind and Fire, like, do you remember? Like,
and you're thinking, we have a different idea of bangers.
You think, oh, this is absolutely brilliant. So what about you? What's your relationship with the radio?
Yeah, likewise, the adverts, and I'm not interested in the news. I don't want to hear the news.
Oh, same. Who the fuck gives a fuck about the news? Yeah.
And unfortunately, my commute to work, I leave the house at 10 to 8 and I get in at 10 past. And that is bang on news and weather. Well, I've already checked that this morning on my phone. So I'm not interested. Just play me a tune, please. However, come 11 o'clock... on a radio, I can mention radio stations, can't I? Yeah, Kiss FM. We're not advertising. You're not paying for advertising.
They're not in competition. Yeah. Don't worry, no one's going to switch. No one's going to switch off Rock and Roll English. Turn on the bloody radio.
Well, listen, guys, you should, because Kiss FM at 11 o'clock, the Kistery hour.
So that is my go-to. To be fair, Champagne Chart is right there. If anyone can get onto Kistery, which is very much music of our time, isn't it?
We're not letting go of the 90s yet, are we? As you said exactly.
That Kistery is absolutely brilliant. So if anyone can get hold of that, then do. But what about on your phone? What do you listen to there? Like in the shower, music on there?
Yep. So I pledge my allegiance. I have the Kiss Cube app.
I didn't even, what, you're telling me there's a Kistery app?
Mark, there's about 10 stations on it.
Oh, God. I'm going to stop paying for Spotify then. What am I paying for Spotify? Jesus Christ.
And I do free Spotify. But again, right. It's the adverts, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I had to pay for it. I just can't deal with the ad. Because again, you're getting into it as a song and then it's like talking about like if you want to buy some new windows and you're just like, oh, for God's sake, I can't do this.
To listen to Earth, Wind and Fire.
Exactly. It's just too annoying. That's all. Before I was YouTube, always just put it onto YouTube. But again, and the thing with YouTube now, because you can skip them, can't you, after 5 seconds? But then if you're in the shower, you have to sort of get out of the shower. So then you click skip. Oh, God, it's an absolute nightmare.
By which point the advert's finished anyway. So
exactly. It's too annoying. A question for you here, okay? First of all, has this ever happened to you? And second of all, your thoughts? I can imagine what your thoughts would be, but people playing music on their phones on public transport. What?
I have two thoughts. A, depends on the music.
Yeah, that is 100% true. But at the same time, it's very rare that they're listening to a big tune. It's normally like some kind of like really annoying, like loud drum and bass, like boom, 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 instead of something like Earth, Wind and Fire, for example.
I'm going to have to go put that on afterwards. it does depend on the music. Often not my cup of tea, shall we say. Mm. B, I'd rather hear that than someone chewing.
Than someone chewing? Like, you mean like chewing gum?
Or no, chewing anything. Crisps. Just eat. Crisps and apples are the worst.
I like how you've got specific food, which you've got a list already. You are right, though. Gum. Yeah, that I hadn't thought about that. And it's the two foods that you mentioned there, especially, are extremely annoying. But I think I can go one better, which happened to me recently on the train. Sitting there and someone FaceTiming someone else, not even with headphones. So you're listening to also the person on the phone, terrible audio, obviously, and everyone knows I hate terrible audio. And then this other person, and they're like, oh, God, yeah. Oh, did you speak to him then? What did he say? Oh, I can't believe it. And you're just thinking, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, I think, honestly, you should be arrested for that.
That is, nobody else is interested.
No, exactly.
No.
And just how are you not embarrassed by that? That's the thing which I don't understand. But anyway.
And I don't understand the need for the video either.
Oh,
like, just
God,
have
exactly.
The conversation.
Exactly. And put the phone to your ear and try to talk not so loudly.
Because that's the other thing, isn't it? People don't even hold the phone to their ear anymore. It's held at like a perpendicular angle to your mouth.
Yeah. When that's another thing. Even if someone leaves a voice message and they're holding the phone in that way that you mentioned, it drives me mental. It drives me absolutely mental. I get the impression when someone does that, they're holding their phone like that, it's like, I'm so important, like I haven't got time to write, so like I'm just holding my phone like this so everyone can see I'm on the train and I'm leaving you this voice message. My god, it drives me absolutely mental. Okay, but so we're gonna play a game here, Char. So I've spent a few hours 10 minutes yesterday doing this. I've got some song lyrics. Okay, I'm going to say or maybe sing a little bit, and you're going to finish them for me, okay? And then we may have a discussion about this particular song. I'm pretty sure you will know all of these, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready for the first one?
Right, go for it.
I would do anything for love, but I
won't do that.
Oh, boom shakalaka, got it straight away. I don't know where these, oh that's right, I put like most famous songs of the 90s and this one came up. And do you know who sings that song?
That was Meatloaf, who was actually a vegetarian, wasn't he?
Was yes. See, when I came up, when this song, I thought of this one, Meatloaf, I thought, what the bloody hell is he doing calling himself Meatloaf? Like, what kind of artistic name is that?
He was probably trying to be ironic, like the guy with the guitar.
Exactly, yeah. But I did actually then do some research and I googled, why does Meatloaf call himself Meatloaf? And apparently his dad, when he was born, said that he just looked like a meatloaf, so like a loaf of meat. And it was a name since birth. So a lovely name to call your child,
yeah,
I suppose.
How affectionate that father was.
Yeah, exactly. And you just imagine like a 2-week old baby and saying, all right, Meatloaf, you okay there?
No wonder you'd do anything for love. Love from his father.
Yeah, exactly. And I actually remember seeing Meatloaf on a very famous show in England in the 90s called The Big Breakfast. So like before school, have this on, and they had him on, Meatloaf, obviously around the time of this song, and they said, so you would do anything for love, so would you do this? And then they had like lots of different things, and I remember one of them was a big bath full of baked beans. So instead of water, baked beans, and they said like, would you get in there for love? And I specifically remember him saying no. And I remember thinking, bloody hell, like, I would do that, like, to get my leg over.
Like, your limits aren't high, are they?
No.
Meatloaf.
So, okay, on to the next song here now, Char. Okay, you ready for this one?
The pressure.
This one may be a bit more difficult and a bit more ridiculous, but we'll try. Okay, ready?
Hey, Macarena.
Boom, shakalaka. Yes. Got it. Now, that song is just one that I love, just because, like, you've got no idea of the words. You're just kind of like, hum, bada, hi, bada, hi, mana, mana.
But I think they are the words.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely are the words, yeah. Never stops me singing along to it, though.
Do you dance as well? Do you know the Macarena dance?
Again, it's one of those sort of cool kid things. Everyone else is doing it, and I'm sort of trying to follow, but I don't really know what I'm doing. I'm always sort of like 2 seconds behind everyone else on the dance, because obviously by the time people dance into the Macarena, that everyone's ridiculously drunk anyway, so luckily no one's really paying attention of how much of an idiot I am, and I don't know the dance,
and they're just trying to remember the steps themselves anyway.
Yeah, exactly. But it did get me thinking how maybe that is the same for many other people when they're listening to English songs, just doing what we're doing of like, hum mana hi mana hi mana hi na, hum mana hi mana hi mana hi na. Okay, so that was me talking to Champagne Char about music and songs. We are going to stop the conversation there and continue this in the members area, where we continue with some singing and then we move on to the Chit Chat podcast, which, in case you don't know, in the members area, is Conversations Not Safe for the Public. Now, I don't want to go into too much detail, but let's just say now I have a new job. There is lots of fantastic material to talk about on the Chit Chat podcast, which is not safe for the public. So if you would like to listen to that, remember you need to become a member of the Rock and Roll English family. You can do that by going to rockandrollenglish.com, click become a member, and then you can listen to the rest of this episode, 1,000 extra episodes. You also have the chance to build a personal relationship with me and with some fantastic people all around the world. Anyway, let's have a look at the vocabulary from the episode we just listened to. So, we had no review. This is a piece of vocabulary I always use when we have no review, which is people need to pull their finger out. So, to pull your finger out means to make an effort or start doing something that needs to be done, like these reviews. We had the term banger, a great song. We also had the term a tune as well. Tune, also slang to say great song. We also spoke about a mosh pit. So a mosh pit is when you go to a gig and people just start basically fighting and punching each other. I've never fully understood that, to be honest. I've never got involved in one of them, but that's what a mosh pit is. Then we spoke about songs being underground and commercial. So commercial would be the one from Frozen, Let It Go. And underground would be the Do You Want to Build a Snowman? Because if it's underground, not many people know it. If it's commercial, everyone knows it. But then we spoke about the buskers. So buskers are people that play music in the street and basically ask for money. Then at some point in the episode, I mentioned how I would jump in a bathtub of baked beans to get my leg over. So if you get your leg over, it's a funny way to say to have sex, basically. Then we have already spoken about this one, Frozen, Let It Go. That is actually a nice piece of vocabulary. It means just forget about it, just let it go, like Elsa from Frozen, just let it go. And last but not least, some more song vocabulary. We had a sing-along. So a sing-along is when you sing along to a song. Sounds very stupid, I know. But remember, it can be a verb to sing along, or it can be a noun to have a sing-along. So when everyone's singing together, everyone drunk in the pub, having a great sing-along. That's all from me today. Don't forget about my songs course. Click on the link in the podcast you are listening to. I will see you very soon, but in the meantime, just keep on rocking, baby.
Thanks so much for listening to Rock and Roll English. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit rockandrollenglish.com and facebook.com/rockandrollenglish. We'll catch you next time.